Barry has done it again, written an incredible thriller with history at its heart. History is Steve's passion. It's led him, along with wife Elizabeth, to create History Matters, a foundation dedicated to historic preservation. Since 2009, the couple has crossed the country to save endangered historic treasures. Steve was a trial lawyer for 30 years and held elective office for 14 of those years. And then he turned to writing, penning bestsellers that blend little-known historical fact with pulse-pounding fiction. His titles include The Lincoln Myth, The Columbus Affair, and The Templar Legacy. Steve is a founding member of the International Thriller Writers. His bestsellers have sold more than 19 million copies around the world. Today, we'll speak with him about his new title, Patriot Threat, one of my favorite reads this year. Welcome, Steve, and thanks for joining us on the Book Report.
Great to be here.
Steve, at the heart of Patriot Threat is something positively terrifying for any American to contemplate, our national debt and the 16th Amendment, the one that has to do with income tax. How in the world did you land upon this as the centerpiece of your new novel?
I stumbled across a theory one day. I was just doing some research on another subject matter, and I came across this concept about the 16th Amendment. There's been a lot of talk about the 16th Amendment for a long, long time, whether or not it may be valid or it may be problems with it. And as I read further, I began to see there's some very intriguing aspects to this whole question of the validity of the 16th Amendment. So I started developing it and wove it in, and it's made for a really good novel. It's a very clever weapon of mass destruction. It's a clever way of wreaking havoc, and it made for a great adventure for Cotton Malone.
And actually, the controversy around it is its ratification. Is that correct?
Yeah, the 16th Amendment was proposed by the Republicans back in 1913, and the whole idea was it was supposed to fail. It wasn't even supposed to pass, but it did. It made it, and it got certified as ratified. The question is, were there problems with that ratification process? There are some interesting issues with it, and all of those issues are explored in the novel. Some fascinating legal questions that the courts have been reluctant to take up.
The Patriot Threat has so much history to contemplate, but I'm wondering, since it also focuses on present-day Korea, how did you view the storm that surrounded the movie The Interview?
It was interesting. That book is a little more of a, I guess the North Koreans might take that as a little more, a directness, a little more right up in their face kind of thing. This book deals with some actual true things regarding North Korea, and mainly the North Korean labor camps, which do exist. There are 200,000 people interred in those camps, and they've had a horrific time for many, many decades. And I wanted to draw some attention to those death camps, so they figure into the novel.
How did you do the research for that?
There is one book, and because there's one man who was in the camps, escaped, and wrote a book about it. It's called Escape from Camp 14. It's a firsthand account of what happened, and so I was able to take a look at that account and to incorporate the spirit of it and some of that into the novel. It's referenced in the back, so readers will be able to check it out if they want to. And as I said, it's some pretty horrible things that happened in those camps.
You write that in Korea, to paraphrase, the seed of the enemies of the state must be eliminated through three generations. Is that based on fact?
Yes, they actually do that. You're interred into the camp, and it's for three generations that before they, as they eliminate the seeds of dissent within you, supposedly. They are horrible, horrible places. The book Escape from Camp 14 is not for the faint of heart.
One of the main characters in the book, Kim Jong-jin, a son of the Korean dictator, was disinherited because he tried to sneak his family into Japan's Disneyland. Did this actually happen?
It actually did happen. That character is based on the real-life older brother of the current ruler of North Korea, who actually did that a few years ago. And he was disinherited by his father. And that's actually how we got the current ruler of North Korea, because he was not really in line to succeed. He succeeded because of what happened with the older brother. The older brother was a very interesting kind of character. I incorporated some of his real-life experiences into the book.
Okay, please shed some light on Andrew Mellon and his relationship with FDR.
They hated each other. They hated each other horribly. And, FDR actually had Mellon indicted for tax evasion, and Mellon beat it. The courts ruled in his favor. So he and FDR did not get along at all. FDR blamed him for everything that went on with the Depression. Mellon blamed FDR for everything wrong with the New Deal. They were just two completely polar opposites. But the meeting that occurred on December 31st, 1936, that's in the prologue of the novel, actually happened. And the National Gallery of Art was born in that meeting. I just added another little twist to it to make for the novel.
I never knew, as many times as I visited the National Gallery, that it was, in fact, Andrew Mellon who was responsible for that.
He is the man. He put the money down. It was built to his specifications. He had a lot to do with creating everything about it. Even though he died 4 years before it was open, what he left in place was honored and kept on by the folks that eventually completed the building and created it. So, yes, Andrew Mellon is 100% responsible for the National Gallery of Art.
I was fascinated to read about Chaim Soloman and his contributions to the beginnings of our country. Can you share some of that with our listeners?
He is one of the great unsung heroes of the American Revolution. He's the guy that went out and got the money to pay for the revolution. I mean, a war has to be financed, and America at that time was broke, and Soloman figured out a way to get the money. He actually loaned the country $800,000 of his own money, without which the revolution would have gone away. It would never have succeeded. George Washington himself acknowledged that contribution, and some say that he left a little present or a little symbol of that contribution on the Great Seal of America, which now appears on the $1 bill. That's explored in the novel, too. That $800,000 debt has never been repaid by this country. By some estimates today, it could be worth as much as $300 billion.
And have his descendants ever pursued repayment of the debt?
They did. They pursued it for a long, long time. They gave up really at the early part of the 20th century. Congress considered it five times on the repayment, but never acted on it. And there's been nothing ever mentioned on, for the last 100-plus years, nothing has happened on it. I stumbled across him in my research. I realized that was a fascinating character, so that's just the perfect kind of guys that I like to have in my novels, so he earned a place.
Yeah, I was fascinated by him. Are you already at work on a new novel?
The next year's book is finished and turned in. In the book business, you stay a year ahead. So I've turned in next year's book. It'll be another Cotton Malone adventure, a fascinating story that deals with the Cold War. It's called The 14th Colony.
All right. And do you ever contemplate writing books not starring Cotton Malone?
Well, I've done four. I've done Amber Room, Romanoff Prophecy, Third Secret, and Columbus Affair have been standalones. But probably not for the foreseeable future. Cotton will be around for a little bit. Readers seem to really like him. But I wouldn't say that would never happen again, no. I'm sure it will.
All right. Well, I want you to know that I thought this was one of my favorite reads of this year. It is such a page-turner. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be here, and I hope everybody go out and check it out in stores.
All right. Thank you, Steve.